And it was through the recordings of Teddy Wilson that many of us first got to hear one of the most wonderful things that happened to jazz in the 1930s, the beautiful, melancholy sound of a memorable girl singer. Perhaps some of her roots went back to Bessie Smith, the greatest blues singer of them all, and to Louis Armstrong, whose record she knew so well. But the raw material of Billie Holiday's singing was the raw material of her own life. Billie's was the rugged voice of sorrow, and you lived just a little bit of her life with her when you heard Lady Day singing of the love she never knew. Miss Billie Holiday.